Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Tuesday, June 26th, 2018. On this day in 1963, U.S. President John F. Kennedy gave his Ich bin ein Berliner speech, underlining the support of the United States for democratic West Germany shortly after Soviet-supported East Germany erected the Berlin Wall. Berlin imams and rabbis sent a joint signal against Islamophobia and anti-Semitism with a tandem bicycle parade through Mitte. About 50 imams and rabbis, Jews and Muslims, participated, accompanied by almost 100 individual cyclists, including Christians and atheists. The group drove from the Holocaust Memorial through Mitte to Babelplatz, the square where books were burned by the Nazis in 1933. And together, they wanted to set an example against hatred, violence, and bullying, and against prejudices against Jews and Muslims. Despite wind and rain, the atmosphere on Sunday was exuberant, like being among friends. The parade, protected by police vehicles, crossed the finish line relaxed and without any problems. Recep Tayyip Erdogan will probably remain head of state in Turkey. Erdogan declared himself the winner after the presidential election in Turkey on Sunday, as proved by unofficial results. According to the state news agency Anadolu, 95% of the votes at that time were counted. Erdogan was just under 53%. The candidate of the largest opposition party, CHP, Muharrem İnce, was in second place with about 30% of the votes. Erdogan needs more than 50% for a direct re-election. If he stays below, he would have to run for re-election on July 8th. The opposition doubts the results and speaks of manipulation. A spokesperson for the CHP said that not all votes have been counted. If the Turkish voters in the eastern part of Germany had their way, Erdogan would not get an absolute majority. Turks from Berlin and Brandenburg, Mecklenburg-Western Pomerania, and Saxony were able to vote in advance at the consulate in Berlin. According to RBB, about 47% of the votes cast there were for the incumbent, and about 36% of the voters voted for İnce. About half of the people allowed to vote went to the ballot. Luxury modernization of residential buildings and rising rents are also becoming increasingly common in the working-class district of Wedding. In order to protect long-term residents from displacement, the Mitte District Office wants to place four further districts under a neighborhood protection, the so-called Milieuschutz. Once the regulation is issued, homeowners will need a permit if they want to modernize and change the floor plans of their apartments. In the district of Mitte, there are already five protected areas, two of them in Moabit and three in Wedding. According to a social study, a total of around 40,000 people live in the four selected areas, a third of them for more than 10 years. The study found that many residents rate their neighborly relationships as good and have a strong attachment to their neighborhood, also because there are many leisure activities for children and young people. According to a survey, the average net cold rents on hand are between €5.70 and €6.30 per square meter. Nowadays, up to €14 are required for new rentals. Employees of the regional social services have been working in the youth welfare offices of the Berlin districts for a long time under difficult conditions, including high workload, unfilled positions, and missing applicants. Children and families in problem situations who need help are the main victims. They have to wait longer and longer for fewer and fewer appointments, conversations are shorter, and at court hearings they are left alone more often. It often takes a long time before relief measures can begin. Nearly 142 of 889 positions are vacant in Berlin. The personnel situation is particularly serious in Tempelhof-Schöneberg, where out of 90 positions, just under 29 are currently unfilled. That is almost a third of all planned jobs in the social service of the Youth Welfare Office. In January, the proportion of vacancies was just under one-fifth. There are consequences. In the first quarter of 2018, consultation hours were suspended 1 week a month in each of the three regions of the district. These closing times have now been massively extended. Currently, one of the three regions is closed every week. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. And remember, starting this week, we will be operating in two very different time zones, one for recording and one for producing. We'll do our best to bring you the news at the same frequency and times as usual. That said, please be patient if there are some irregularities in our postings for the next week. We should be back on tomorrow. And again, as always, thanks for listening.